Blog Talk Radio.
Rhode Island psychic medium and spirit guru, coming to you live from sunny New England. Happy to be here today with you all. And we are simultaneously broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio and and YouTube live stream as well. And I'm trying to figure out how to get this also on Facebook Live, but I'm not sure. It said it was connected, but it does not look like I am live currently on Facebook. So I'm not sure how that's going to work out. So we'll just have to play it by ear. And we are talking today about the Day of the Dead and All Souls Day, and also All Saints Day. We can throw that in as well. We've just had Samhain, and we have just passed now the All Day of the Dead, All Souls Day, and All Saints Day. And I'm just trying to do an audio check here to see if I am on, if you guys can hear me, because I've been having trouble with my microphone, and I'm not sure that it is working properly today. I probably need to download the instructions for it, and then it'll be a little bit easier to figure that out. Anyway, okay, so the veil is the thinnest this time of year, and what does that mean? Well, that means that the frequency, or the static, as you will, between the earth and the other side is thinner. There's less static going on. I don't know why this particular time of the year it is like that, but I'm sure there might be even a scientific reason for it. It could have something to do with the Earth's atmosphere. I don't know if there's a scientific reason behind that, but I do see that people are popping on here. If somebody can just type in the chat, if you guys can hear me, that would be great. And also let me know if you're watching on Facebook or if you are directly on YouTube, because this is all brand new for me. And so it's kind of like a test run, really. And I see the camera is different here on the YouTube studio. And I'm not really so thrilled about it, but it is what it is. Okay, so if somebody can just type and let me know, you know, if this is live or not, that would be awesome. And if you can hear me, hopefully you can. So, anyway, sorry, I was reading the chat and I should have been paying attention over here. So this time of year, again, the veil is very thin and it's easiest to contact our loved ones on the other side. And again, I don't know if it asked, atmospherically, if that's true. There could be some science behind it. I really would actually like to know that. But our loved ones are all around us, you know, frequently, but especially this time of year. And also there are times, because we're coming up into the holidays, and our loved ones tend to hang around, especially holiday time, around birthdays or special anniversaries or things like that. And so rather than waiting for one of those special days, they like to pop through now because the veil is thin. And my own brother James has been around so much the last 2 weeks. It's everywhere I go, it seems like, you know, I hear the name James, and it, you know, it's not that common of a name. But I've been hearing it nonstop for the last 2 weeks. So it's really kind of cool. And he leaves me feathers. And one day last week, I was getting dressed, and on my jeans, and just like in where the waistband meets the jean over by the pocket, there was this little tiny feather stuck in the waistband. It was the craziest thing. And you know, it's like, how did that get there? Who knows, right? But you know, winter hasn't arrived here yet, so I haven't been wearing a down jacket or anything like that, and so there was really no explanation of why that feather was there. And my coats are in a completely other closet from my clothes. And so anyway, you look for things that are not obvious, right? So he leaves me feathers in places that are totally random and no explanation of why there would be a feather there. And because, you know, feathers are a pretty common thing, and it's always a white feather that he leaves me. And he's been doing this for years now. He passed away August 22nd, 2013. So we've just passed his 6th year anniversary, which is really, it seems like it was so long ago in some ways, and then other ways it seems like it was just yesterday. And, you know, when I think about some of my other loved ones who have passed, for example, like my grandparents, my grandfather on my dad's side, my dad's dad passed away in 1980. And that was almost 40 years ago. Hard to believe. And, you know, and again, it seems like it was just yesterday. And time goes by so quickly in this lifetime. And so it's important that we don't waste a single minute of it. It's really, really important that we take advantage of every single minute of our lives and of our days. And, you know, no one on their deathbed ever says they wish they did less. Everybody always says they wish they did more. You know, they wish they saw their family more. They wish they spent more time with the people they loved. Nobody ever says that they wish they had done less, that's for sure. And so if there's things that you really have been longing to do, if there are friends or family who you've been out of touch with, now is a really great time to get in touch with them, whether it's, you know, whether they're in the spirit world or in the living world, because this is a great time to get in touch with your loved ones on the other side as well. And you can ask them for specific signs, and they are happy to give them to you. Now, I always ask for signs that I can't dispute, because I am the queen of doubting when it comes to if a sign is really the sign or not. So last year I was working with a client, and I had asked Spirit for a sign, and they said, okay, we're going to give you a hawk. And I said, yeah, but you guys, I call my guides, you guys, they, whatever. I have this whole collective, this team that I work with. I said, but yeah, you guys, that's like too common. I see hawks all the time. So that's just not going to work for me. I won't believe it. And they said, oh no, you're going to see a hawk, excuse me, but it's going to be like a Seahawk, like a Seattle Seahawk. And it's going to be different than, you know, a normal hawk you would see flying in the sky. So I said, okay, we'll see what happens. And sure enough, 2 days later, I have a client come in, and he was wearing a tracksuit, and I really didn't pay attention much to it. And, you know, so we had our little chat before he got on the healing table. And so about 10 minutes in, when he was getting ready to get on the healing table, he stands up, and I noticed he has the Seattle Hawk lacrosse team embroidered onto his tracksuit with the mascot picture of the head of a hawk. And I was like, oh my God, you guys are so funny. So those are the things, right, to look for and to expect it in sometimes different ways. So I just wanted to share that cute little story with you guys here. So I'm going to pop off of YouTube, and I'm going to pop over on Facebook, because just in case I lose you guys over here on Facebook, I don't think I can have two cameras live at the same time. And I want people to start getting used to coming on over to YouTube to catch me over here. So this is going to be short and sweet today, but I want you guys to know that you will be able to look forward to me coming on much more often here in my YouTube studio to share the life of a psychic with you, and to teach. I love to teach, and these videos I produce are, you know, very most often teaching videos. And I do take callers on my radio show, and that's always fun to look forward to in the Blog Talk Radio studio. I think I'm getting away from the Blog Talk Studio just because it's, there's been some problems with it lately. And I have been approached, by another company, so I might be shifting that over. So, but I will let you guys all know before that happens. And I hope that you'll follow me wherever I go. And, you know, hopefully you guys that are new to me will really get to know me and like my work and share that with your friends. And if you'd like to sign up for my newsletter, you can go on my Facebook page. I'm sorry. Yeah, my website, which is www.cynthiafontaine.com, CynthiaFontaine, and sign up for my newsletter. I have some local workshops coming up, and I have a couple of big programs going to be launching in the beginning of next year that I hope a lot of you will participate in and join. So there'll be some really cool announcements coming up shortly, and I hope you will join me in some of those ventures. All right, I am going to switch over to Facebook now. I love you guys over here on YouTube, and just in case I lose you, that's because I need to go check in with my Facebook peeps, because I don't think this is broadcasting on both, even though I told it to. I need a techie. I've been saying that for weeks and weeks and weeks. Okay, guys, I love you, and I'm not sure if I'll still be on Facebook or on YouTube. Let's see what happens. Okay. Oh, so it looks like, yeah, I can do both at the same time. Cool. All right, I wasn't sure if that was going to work, but it looks like it might be. So I'm just waiting for people to pop in and say hi to let me know if this is working or not. I do not like the position of my camera here. Anyway, Kim, hey, good morning, Kim. Let me know if you can hear me. That'd be great. I'm trying a new thing this morning, and I just want to make sure that people can hear me. I am broadcasting live on YouTube, Blog Talk Radio Studio, and Facebook simultaneously. And good morning. Just want to know if you can hear me. So if you can type. That'd be great. Type in the chat if you can hear me. That would be awesome, because I could be talking away and nobody hears me. Good morning, Linda. We can hear you. Awesome. Thank you. I wasn't sure because I have trouble with this microphone. Sometimes it's a new microphone and I need to get the directions on it and read how to make it work, because sometimes it doesn't always work if I'm trying to talk to somebody while I'm broadcasting. It's weird. Anyway, so I'm glad you guys can hear me. So I don't think this was not broadcasting. I was already on my YouTube live streaming page for about 15 minutes before I popped over here. I tried to set it up so that I could do both at the same time, but then I couldn't find that I was live on Facebook. So it looks like I'm doing both of them now simultaneously, where last week I couldn't get them to do that, to work together, but it looks like they are. And I'm on the Blog Talk Radio Studio as well. So you guys over here on YouTube, I'm going to repeat myself a little bit for those who are just joining us on Facebook and Facebook Live. I'm talking today about the Day of the Dead, All Souls Day, All Saints Day, Samhain, and about how this time of the year, the veil is thinnest between our world, the physical world, and the world of spirit. And it's the easiest to connect with your loved ones who are passed, who are on the other side. It's also a really cool time where you guys can experiment. If you want to get in touch with somebody who you really admire and whose talents are talents that you are trying to improve in yourself. So you can also call them in as well for help with, say, for example, if you want to play the piano, if you have some event that you're coming up to that you're playing at, and you're feeling nervous, or you're trying to learn a new piece of music, you can call in, you know, some piano expert, a piano expert teacher, or you can call in Mozart or Beethoven, or you know, any somebody who has lived in on the physical plane who has had a really cool. Really cool experience in music in this lifetime. Susan, looks like you're here and I can hear you. Hard to find. This doesn't automatically load. Just popped up though. So Susan, are you on YouTube or are you on Facebook? Because I'm trying to figure this all out. So if you guys can bear with me today, there's going to be a little bit of back and forth between talking about the topic of the show today. Good morning, Fatima. Good morning, Susan. Yeah, good morning, Linda. Good morning, Kim. Thank you guys for being here. So Susan, if you can just type if you came onto Facebook or if you're on YouTube, that would be cool. Again, I'm trying to sort this all out. And I'm going to be doing more lives on YouTube. So you guys will have those to look forward to as well. And if I can do them simultaneously on Facebook, I will continue to do that as well. I was saying earlier that Facebook, okay, Susan, I was saying earlier that I may be closing my radio show on Blog Talk. I've been having a lot of technical difficulties there, and I've been approached by another organization that I may be switching over to, but I will keep you guys posted on that. If that happens, it'll be a really exciting announcement, and I will keep you guys up to date with that. Okay, so enough housekeeping for now. So what are some of the ways that you can get in touch with your loved ones on the other side? And also, what can you ask for? What signs can you ask for from them? Well, you can ask for a particular sign, and this isn't just with your loved ones, but also when you're asking for a sign from spirit. As I was saying earlier, and you guys have probably heard me talk about this before on Facebook, where I was asking spirit for a particular confirmation on a query that I had, and they said, well, we'll give you a hawk. And I said, well, I see hawks all the time, so that I won't believe it if I just see a hawk. And so they said, no, we'll give you a hawk that's different. It'll be like a Seattle Seahawk. And I said, okay. So they were like, look for something different, maybe kind of cartoonish. And if you don't have a direct dialogue with your guides, with your team, and you don't hear, don't worry. You can just put out there, hey, I want to see a hawk, but I want to see a hawk in a different way, because if it's just the regular way of it flying overhead, I won't believe that that's true. So you can request a specific way, a specific symbol for when you are asking, looking for guidance from the spirit world. And also when you are looking for your loved ones to pop in and say hi. They love when we talk to them. They love when we call them in. They love to be part of our lives. And they pop in and out, and they watch what's going on in your life and in my life too, which is really cool. So one of the things that I love about doing mediumship is the joy that it brings people when I say something to them that that there was no way I could know, that their loved one is sharing with me, that they have been watching or observing, you know, like, for example, if a new baby has come in, or a new baby's coming, or there's going to be a big family gathering, or they've just had a big family gathering, and, you know, the loved ones that pop in will give bits and pieces about the gathering if it's already happened. And, you know, and I couldn't possibly know because I wasn't there at the gathering. And it's really cool to see people's faces when they go, "Oh my God." And I go, "Yeah, well, your Uncle Joseph was there." And, you know, and he's saying that, you know, Aunt Bertie had a little too much Prosecco or whatever. These are real things that happen. So it's that's one of the fun parts about being a medium, is being able to express those things to the people that I'm sitting for. And when I say sitting, it's people I'm reading for. So it's really a fun part of what I do. You know, it's not so fun when there's tragic stuff, and that if the loved one has passed tragically and things like that, and that sort of thing comes through. But your loved ones, I guarantee you, are on the other side, and they are very interested in what you're doing here in the physical world. And they hang out and they watch you. They're not with you, of course, all the time, 24/7. Because when we get to the other side, we have jobs to do. We have more schooling to go to. You know, there are universities over there, and the hall of the big library, and all kinds of things to do. And so we don't just sit around over there in the spirit world and kind of float around in the realm of the spirit and that dimension. We do things over there as well. Oh, Sheila, good morning. So nice to see you. Oh, gorgeousness. You are, thank you so much. And, you know, you have to be gorgeous to see gorgeous, and you are gorgeous. And I am so excited about your store. Please post in the link the information for your store so people can find you, anybody that's local to you, or if you have a website, that would be great. Sharing is a great thing. There's plenty to go around, guys. And if you ever think in your life that there's not plenty to go around, then you really need to think again, okay? Because there is plenty to go around, for sure. And when you share with others, and you know, and you don't have the lack of consciousness, then more comes to you, actually. Fatima, love the theme of the day. Cool. Yeah. And so I was saying earlier on the YouTube studio that my brother James has been around a lot in the last 2 weeks. And he leaves me these white feathers. And they used to be big white feathers or fancy white feathers. And now he always was very jokey. He had a really funny sense of humor, and he would always be playing tricks on you and things like that. And now he leaves me these tiny, like, microscopic feathers in the most bizarre places. One time it was on the black strip of the fabric on the shower curtain that you really needed a microscope to see. I mean, and then I was just saying that over the weekend, there was a little tiny feather on my jeans, and it was really stuck there. It was really kind of cool in the waistband, so I would have missed it, you know, if I hadn't been looking at that particular moment. Good morning, Cheryl. Nice to see you. So contacting your loved ones is a great thing to do, because they still love and care about you. And oftentimes, if you had a difficult relationship here on the physical world, your loved ones on the other side, you know, now understand what their participation was in it. And they often can try to help you, you know, even if it was a very difficult relationship. I had an experience a couple of years ago where I was at an event with a whole group of my own students. I took them to an event at Colette Baron Reed, my longtime mentor and teacher, was doing in here in Massachusetts. And it was so funny because she just was wrapping up her hour talk, and she had done a couple of audience readings, and she's walking across the stage with her head down, and all of a sudden she stops in front of the row that I'm in, and she looks up, and I was sitting way in the back because I didn't want to be, you know, up in front or whatever, and I wanted to be, you know, incognito sort of. She knew I was going to be there, but anyway. So she looks up and she goes, I have a black horse here. And she points at me and she says, I know this is for you. And I went, oh, I can't say what I said. But anyway, she says, I have your mother here. And I went, oh, blank, blankety, blankety, blank. My mother and I, our relationship was never good, even when I was a kid. My mother never tried to help me. And she was really, out of the five kids, you know, for some reason, she picked me to be really nasty to. She had manic depressive, but she was never diagnosed. She didn't take medication. She would lock herself in her room for weeks at a time. And myself being the oldest girl, I had to take care of my siblings, cook, clean and all that, the house and do all that sort of stuff. So anyway, even when she had passed, she had been sick for about, I think about 8 months or 9 months. And I had at one point about 4 months before she passed away, started working with her doing energy work. And I was doing crystal meditations with her, crystal healings and color light therapy and Reiki and all sorts of things. And it was the first time in her life and in our lifetime together that she saw me of having some value. I used to be going to college in the morning, and I drove because I was at the community college. So I would drive an hour every day to go to the community college, and every day at 7 o'clock, she would say, I don't know what you're doing that for. You're never going to make anything of your life. And, I've had a career. I worked 26 years for the government. I owned a florist shop that was very successful. And so I have done, some big things in my life. I've raised two children primarily on my own. And I've done lots of healing work, in this second part of my life, where when I got injured in the year 2001, and that's when I started getting into alternative therapy and healing modalities. And so I've done lots of things now since that time. But my mom passed away in 2002, and I was just sort of beginning this venture. I hadn't been to healer school, although I had been through Reiki training, and I'd been through some color light training, and I'd been through some crystal healing training, and some angel classes and things like that. And so it's the first opportunity I really had to share that with her. And she surprisingly was not only really receptive to it, but she started making a big deal about it with my sister, who has the little sister complex. And, you know, anything that I do is to her, poo-poo, she poo-poos it because, I'm showing off or whatever. And still to this day, she has that sort of attitude. But anyway, it was really a cool experience having the last 4 months with her, being able to share with her what I had come to learn and who I was becoming. And she finally started seeing me in a different light. But even when she passed, we still, hadn't made amends for all the years of the things that she had done to me and so forth. And it was always a tenuous relationship. And so fast forward, I think it was about 3 years ago now. So it was a good, solid, probably more than 15 years. She comes through to Colette while Colette's on stage, and she leads with a horse because I wouldn't talk to her any other way, but she knows my love of horses and that, when I first started doing this work, I worked with horses because I didn't want to work with people. And then, after a couple of years of working with animals, I realized that I had to work with people because the animals don't have the problems, really. It's the people that have the problems. And so she led with the horse, and she then went on to say that, I never understood why she was so mean to me. And it was true. I didn't. And she came to apologize and asked me to forgive her. And in that moment, I said to Colette, I don't think I can. And Colette looked at me and she said, you have to. You have to. And it took me months and months and months of thinking about that event and that experience and my mother asking for forgiveness. And somehow, some way, the forgiveness just sort of evolved. And I realized it when, now that event was in November. Now, fast forward to July, the following year, I had a lot of zucchini in my garden, and I found my mother's zucchini bread recipe. And I've had it for 20 years, and I never made her zucchini bread. In fact, I don't make any of my mother's recipes. And something had me get the recipe out and make the zucchini bread. And it was really so cool because it was, you know, I had written this recipe on paper in high school, and it had gotten water or something on it, paper, oil or something. And I couldn't tell if the recipe said, it said one something of oil, vegetable oil. And I couldn't tell if it was a tablespoon or it looked like it said a cup. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, one cup of oil, that can't be right. That has to be too much. And all of a sudden, my mother showed up on my right-hand side, and she said, it's one cup. Put it in. And I went, okay, thanks. And I put the cup of oil in the zucchini bread, and it came out fantastic. So I know that I had healing, and I had forgiven her on some level in order for that to happen. Now, you know, being a psychic and being a medium, you know, I have the benefit and the ability to hear, to see people who have passed and so forth. You might not have that, but that's okay. So, you know, pay attention to the smells around you. Your relatives will often come, you know, with a smell that's familiar. My grandfather, on my dad's side, my dad's dad, when I know he's around, I will smell frankincense, and it's not my favorite scent. And because I had associated with a negative incident where when my grandfather passed away, they did so much incense in the church, I literally got sick and I had to leave the church. But when he shows up, he'll show up with the smell of the frankincense, but not so much it's overpowering where I get sick, but enough for me to know that he's around. And then my grandmother, my mother's mother, wore a particular kind of perfume. And it's funny because when she shows up, I always have the perfume smell in my lingerie drawer. I'll open the drawer and all of a sudden the blast of perfume will come out and whack me in the face. And I go, oh, thanks, Gran. And it will, the smell will linger for days and days, and then it just disappears. And, you know, I've never worn that kind of perfume. I've never had my grandmother's kind of type of perfume in my house. It's just how she says hi. Another way that she says hi is, and my family shows me license plates. So we're car people. My mother's parents had a junkyard, and I literally grew up in a junkyard, and it was so much fun growing up because, you know, we got to have all these cool things to ride on, like go-karts and mini bikes and motorcycles and all kinds of stuff. And we got to, you know, learn how to drive around the farm. It was a farm/junkyard. And we found cool things in cars because people then, junk cars weren't really worth a lot. So people would buy a new car and they would just drive it into my grandfather's house, his property, and give him the keys and say, here you go, Arthur. And then we would go through the cars and, you know, people would leave all kinds of things in the cars. But anyway, so license plates are a thing with my family. I will see their initials on the license plate because cars have been a big part of my life. And my kids call me a motorhead and they laugh about it. You know, I like to go to car shows and things like that. So your family will bring you things that are familiar that you can recognize that make sense, like me with the license plates, being car people, and my family always had their initials on their license plates as well. So that's one way I know when they're around because I'll see the license plates. And so look for for the things that are familiar with your loved ones, the smells, the perfumes. Sometimes I'll smell a pipe smoke with my grandfather. And my grandfather only shows up when something is up, though, in the family. Like if somebody is going to pass away, or if there's some kind of bad news or something, it's weird. That's when my mother's father shows up. And he always shows up in the bathroom, which is crazy. But for some reason for me, spirit can contact me. Dead people can get in touch with me easiest in the bathroom. You know, and it can be the water factor, because water can help. You know, I don't know why, but somehow water is a conductor for spirit, and water can help with spirits coming through. So when I do events, it's always funny when I do group events, when they'll always come to me in the bathroom when I'm getting ready, and they'll start, the people who are going to be there, their loved ones will start coming to me when I'm getting ready in the bathroom. So it's really kind of interesting. Fatima says, dreams are becoming more important to communicate with them. Yes, Fatima, dreams are a great way to communicate with your loved ones who are on the other side. You can ask them for a dream. And my grandmother, I used to get dreams where I would be in my grandmother's house with her. And it was when you know that you're having a visitation, when the dream is so real, when you wake up and you feel like they were really there, or you were really like in your grandmother's house, that's when you know it was a visitation, because it really did happen. And when you wake up and you feel like that you've dreamt of your loved one, it's not just a dream. They were really there. So dreams can be so, so important in communicating with your loved ones. And you can, you know, sort of set an intention at night before you go to bed, or like even if you take a nap, you know, where you can say, okay, I'd really like to hear from so-and-so, you know, come to me in a dream. It doesn't always happen, because now remember, as I was saying earlier, our loved ones don't just sit around the other side waiting for us to call on them. They're busy. They have things that they're doing on the other side. They have school over there. They have friends over there. Maybe they've gone off into another dimension, or maybe they've come back to the planet Earth. Like my brother James has already come back to the planet Earth shortly after he passed away. And it only passed for about 6 months, or 6 or 7 months, I forget now, when he came and told me he was coming back. And I said, no, no, it's too soon. And he said, no, I have to come. I have to help this boy. So anyway, look for ways that your loved ones are trying to communicate with you. And I have a really nice thing. Oh, Fatima, it happened yesterday when you had a nap. It was your mom. Yeah, great. Naps can be a great way to communicate with the other side, because naps typically, you know, you don't always go into that deep, deep, deep REM sleep. And it's that when you're in the in-between state, when you're just going to sleep or you're just waking up, is when you have the spirit contact, because that they you're not in a really deep sleep and you're not quite awake, and that's when they can pop in. So naps are great for spirit communication, because typically, you know, you're going to nap for a short period of time. And it's easy for them to pop in, and you can say again, like, and say, hey, you know, I'm taking a nap, but I'd really like to hear from you. So, okay. Hush, hush, hush. That's the dog saying hi. He sees spirit people. And it's so funny, because one day he said to one of my students, I had a couple of students over, and one of them was leaving. I walked them out, and he turns to one of my students and says, I come back in, and she says, Apollo has a gripe that he would like to, a grievance he wants to file. And he said that he didn't know when he was coming to live with you that there was going to be so many dead people, and he doesn't like it. And I had just had a conversation with him 2 days before that, apologizing for all the dead people and saying to him, I'm sorry, but this is what I do, so you're just going to have to deal with it. All right, so I just want to say a sign off on the Blog Talk Radio studio. I want to thank all you guys on Blog Talk. I've been on Blog Talk for 4 or 5 years now. I really appreciate you guys tuning in week after week and joining me. And if you want to sign up for my newsletter, it's www.cynthiafontaine.com. I have some workshops coming up. I'll have an open house in December, and I hope that all my local peeps will be able to attend that. And I love you guys over here on Blog Talk. I love you guys everywhere. I always say I have the best people.